Daf Yud Ches is a tough omid, as many of you have seen. I'd like to comment to you on a general theme of Lav Shein by Maisa, and it relates to this week's parasha, and I'll tell you where. In this week's parasha, we have a lav of Loisainu Ishes Amisai. That's a lav of what we call Ainoas Devarim. There's a lav in the Torah against saying words that cause someone else pain. If you tease somebody, or you say words that hurt somebody, you're over on the lav of Loisainu Ishes Amisai. You get Malkus for Loisainu Ishes Amisai. You get Malkus? What's the answer?
No.
Very good. How do you know? So I thought you'd say you know because you learned the Mishnah in Malkus. It's not in the Mishnah, right? It's not listed among the lav. You get Malkus. You don't get Malkus. Why? So Michael says because it's a lav shein by Maaser. Sounds good to me, and that's what it says in the Chinuch. If you look in the Chinuch in the parasha, he says Loisainu Esamisa is a lav shein by Maaser. Sounds great. The Chafetz Chaim in the beginning of Sefer Chafetz Chaim lists all the averus a person gets by speaking Lashon Hara. And the 17th lav, we got more than 17, but the 17th lav, he says, Loisainu Ishes Hamisai. You speak Lashon Hara about someone, you cause him tsar through your words. But he says you don't get Malkus. Why? He says because it's a lav shebeklolos. What's a lav shebeklolos? A lav that has many different ways that it could take place is called the lav shebeklolos, and the Chafetz Chaim says that this is a lav shebeklolos because he holds that it's not only if you tease someone with words, if you cheat somebody, you also ivan leisayin leishas amisa, you cause them tsar. He says it's a lav shebeklolos, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman in the Micha Shloimei in one of his tshuvas in Tshuva Pei Aleph, he's matmi on the Chafetz Chaim. He says, why doesn't he bring the reason of Lav Shein by Maisa? That seems to be the simple reason. And why is he saying a new reason, Lav Shein B'Klalos, when you could say Lav Shein by Maisa, which is a better known reason? So there's a teretz, there's a sefer, Moshe Hashemin, a very nice sefer from Rav Kaufman from England. And he says a very glatta pshat, but it's more than a glatta pshat. It's the assign in lomdis in Lav Shein by Maisa. Anytime in the Yeshiva Shemesechtis, we bump into Lav Shein by Maisa, there's one general clair that is Nageya, and I'd like to introduce you, Beikar, to the clair, and this Derech HaChakira in the Yeshivisha world. You're all familiar with the idea of the division between Cheftza and Gavra, and certain Averis, there's a clair. If you eat the Nevela, it's an Issa Cheftza. Someone eats on Yom Kippur, it's Issa Gavra. The Cheftza Gavra distinction is somehow well known. There's another, a second distinction, and that distinction is between a Simen and a Siba. We clear very often in an Aveira, or in a Halacha, if something is a Simen or a Siba for the Halacha. And I'll give you an example. Just to explain what Simen and Siba mean, it's really sort of a pervasive chakira in many areas in Din. Basically, what Simen and Siba mean, to explain, if you have to explain it to somebody, is like this. You go into a factory, and you see everyone's working very hard. And then suddenly you see everyone gets up and walks out. You see, here's somebody, what's going on? Why everyone walk out? He says, you see the clock? When the little handle and the big handle both point to 12. That's 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock is a lunch break. As soon as the big handle point to 12, everyone stops working and goes to lunch. It's very interesting. So the next day, he sees everyone's working very hard. So he gets up on a chair and he figures he'll point the two handles to the 12 and everyone will go to lunch. And he points at nobody's going to lunch. Why is anybody going to lunch? The answer is that the two handles pointed to the 12 are not the Siva that people stop working. They don't stop working because these two pieces of plastic are pointing up. It's a Simen. It's a Simen that it's 12 o'clock. And the Mela people take a break. The two handles pointing up are a Simen for something and not a Siva. On the other hand, if everyone's working and there's a fire in the building, everyone runs out too. When there's a fire in the building, that's not a simon. That's a siba. People run out because there's a fire in the building. If you want to get everyone out of the building, you set a fire, everyone will leave. So the fire is a siba for people leaving. The clock is a simon for people leaving. That's basically the idea of simon and siba. One of the famous chakiras, or Bochanan's chakira, about nightfall. We know that it's night when the sun sets, or when the stars come out. So Rabbi Chanan declares, if the sun setting is the siba for nightfall, when the sun goes down, that's taich nightfall. Well, no. God has in heaven his clock when it's day and night. And the sun setting is a simin. Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu said, look, it's going to be hard for everyone to figure out when it's night. So I'll put the sun in the sky and I'll time it perfectly. I'll synchronize it. A tremendous nafkamina. What happens if one day the sun goes down early? Is that good nafkamina? Or the sun stays up longer? Right? Yeshua made the sun stay up longer. When Yeshua made the sun stay up longer, was it still day? Or no? If there's a certain number of hours, it's night.
So you see from the Mara when the Rishon kept the sun going, so you made it to Shabbos and kept the Siva. So you see, right? So you see from here that it's the thing itself. It's not a Siman. It's a Siva. That's what you're saying. It's a Siva.
So here's your question. Mati says that the sun going down is the Siva. If you keep the sun up longer, if they'll engineer a way to keep the sun up longer, we'll have a longer day. Yeah. Made the sun go down early. So it should be a raya. People tell me this raya, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu made the sun go down early, so Yaakov should go to sleep at Har Moriah. So the sun is off, right? But you remember there's a Rashi. What? What? And he was a Sakim marriage. I'll tell you, I have a Raya Fakert, and for both of you. Because Rashi later, Rashi says, I think it's from the Gemara, that those hours that the sun went down early, the Lashon is Heichan Parai, when did God pay it back? Oh, when he was limping, he needed the sun out longer, so Hashem paid it back. What does the Gemara mean? When did he pay it back? What do you have? Since when do you have to pay back? You know, the water came out of the rock. When did he pay it back? When they go back in the rock? They don't have to go back in the rock. Why, if the sun goes down, you have to pay back the hours later? If you hold that it's only a simon, in other words, you hold nightfall, if the sun goes down quicker, it's still day, so God has to pay it back. We got to get this sun straight. I once thought that maybe, you know, by Mariv, the halacha is you're allowed to daven Mariv an hour and a quarter of daytime. The last hour and quarter of day, you're allowed to daven Mariv from Plaga Mincha. That's the way halacha works out. Why is it that way? Shachris, you can daven Shachris the hour and a half before morning. You can daven Mincha an hour and a half before Chatzais. But by Mariv, there's such a din, you could do it an hour and a quarter before nightfall. Maybe the sun setting is really just a simon. And when God made the sun go down quickly, Yaakov thought it was night. But it was really still Plaga Mincha. It was still really an hour and a quarter early when he davened Mariv. So Memela L'dayreis, you could daven Mariv. Well, either at nightfall, Yaakov could have davened the whole night. Or the hour and a quarter early. Maybe if it's only a simon, then it is that way. But he doesn't like. What? The word stims with the halacha. It doesn't have to stim with Rabbi Yehuda. If it's Rabbi Yehuda also, Rabbi Yehuda says he can have an hour and a quarter early. Okay. I'll tell you a proof. Mati really insists it's a Siba. Does it say that he erivi biker yom echad and yom sheni and yom shlishi? Do you remember when the sun was created? on Yom Ravi. So how is it if you hear Ravi Boker Yom Echad and Yom Sheni and Yom Shlishi? This is Rabbi Chanan's Raya. I'm not so smart. Rabbi Chanan says we Ravi Boker the first day, and the second day, the third day. There was no sun. There were no stars. A pretty good Raya, no? It's a Raya.
No.
No. Okay, so let's see. Let's see. He made a shidduch. He's practicing arguing, you know. It's for
practice.
God set a time called day and called night. Bereshlam set a time, and he put the clock in the heavens so we can tell. Let me tell you once again. Lav shein by ma'aser. Is a chakira, and some machlokes is the Rambam in the Chinuch. Now listen carefully. What is the p'tur of Malkus of Lav She'ein by Maisa? Is Ein by Maisa a Siba? In other words, the Rabbi Shalom said, look, if you do an Aveiru with a Maisa, it's worse. If you do it without a Maisa, not so terrible. And it's pretty bad, it's a lot, but not as terrible. So Ein by Maisa is a Siba, why you don't get Malkus? You didn't do a Maisa, so maybe you don't get Malkus. Understand that way.
Yeah.
Or you could understand. No. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, look, I have this list of Malkus Lavim and this list of non-Malkus Lavim. So Rebbeinu Shalom said, listen, how am I going to teach Klal Yisrael? You're going to have to memorize all the not? Let's figure out a rule. He said, hey, look at this. All Ein by Maises are in that list. It's a simin. In the parsha of Malkus, it says Loisasim Sharbedishai. It says Loisasim Sharbedishai. We say Dumya de Loisasim, right? That's what it says. If it's similar to Loisasim Sharbedishai, you get Malkus. Loisasim is a Maisa, and this is not Loisasim Sharbedishai. You agree is a simon. There's no reason every Malkus should have to be like muzzling a shar. You can ask me what's the difference. So the difference is the following machloikis in the Rambam and the Chinuch. On Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzeh, you get Malkus? You get Malkus and Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzeh? It's a lav shein by Maisa. What's Bal Yiroah? You own chametz. And you didn't get rid of it, and Pesach comes, it's a lav shein by Maisa. The Chinuch says, no Malkus. Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzeh, no Malkus. The Rambam says, Hakoina chametz bePesach loika. If you do the avera without a ma'isa, you don't get malchus. But let's say you go into a store and buy chametz, so you did it with a ma'isa. So the Rambam holds you get malchus. See, the Rambam holds that ain't by ma'isa is a siba. If you didn't do a ma'isa, that's the reason you don't get malchus. If you did do a ma'isa, then you do get malchus. It depends if you did a ma'aser, you didn't do a ma'aser. Because not doing a ma'aser is a reason that you don't get malchus. The Chinuch says, the Feirish, that if the normal case of the Aveira is aimed by ma'aser, even if you do it with a ma'aser, you still don't get malchus. If you buy chametz on Pesach, no malchus. Why? He owes lav shein by ma'aser is a label. It's a simin. If this is a lav shein by ma'isa, aveira, no malchus. Even though you did it with a ma'isa, doesn't matter. The chinuch shita is that if the normal aveira is without a ma'isa, it's a simin that this never gets malchus. Meshein kein, the Rambam, who holds it's a siba, it depends what you did.
But even if you hold that it's really, think about this, even if you hold that it's a simin, you can still distinguish and hold like the Rambam.
Okay, but I'm telling you what the Chinuch says.
I would say that the Siman is only the Malkus.
But the Chinuch who argues with the Rambam, the Chinuch who says you don't get Malkus even with a Maisa, he obviously holds it's not a Siba. Right? Because says you don't. So the Chinuch holds it. Yeah, but I want to come to answer the Chinuch. Getting back to our parsha, the Chinuch said, you don't get Malkus, it's a lav shein by Maisa. If you tease somebody, It's a lav shem b'maisi. You hurt him with words. It's a lav shem b'maisi. You don't get malchus. The chinuch l'shitasai says that's normal leisainu. Leisainu never gets malchus. Now, 1 minute. If you cheat somebody in business, you also cause them pain. You did a maisa. But the chinuch l'shitasai says no. Poshet taitz leisainu samisha is a lav shem b'maisa. So you never get malchus on leisainu l'shitasai. Chafetz Chaim comes along, he's writing Sefer Chafetz Chaim for everybody. Wants to stem with the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Loisayinu Ishus Amisai is a lav shein by Maisa, but that's only when you do it without a Maisa. Because it's a Siba, it's a reason. If you're over Loisayinu Ishus Amisai with a Maisa by cheating him, you should get Malchus. So for the Chinuch, lav shein by Maisa was enough of a reason. It was enough of an explanation because he holds you categorize each Aveira. It's a simin lidavar. It has a label, lav shein b'maisa, you never get malchus. Mashiach and the Rambam couldn't hold that way. He holds lav shein b'maisa is a siba. If it's a siba, then you have someone who cheated someone, he would get malchus. So the Chafetz Chaim had to come along with a different hesber in why Lysain Samisa is not listed among the malchus lavim. The reason it's not is because it's a lav shebe klalais. He has another reason you don't get malchus because it's a lav shebe klalais. A totally different reason, and that's his reason. That's why lav shebe maisa was good enough for the chinuch and not good enough for the chafetz chayim who wants to shtim with both shitas. So it's like I say, it's the aside of lav shebe maisa. When it comes up in yeshiva, 9 times out of 10. Whatever the klara or the chakira is, the sharikait narana sugya, it has to do with this basic chakira in lav shein by maisa, and it answers Rav Shlomo Zalman's kasha on the Chafetz Chaim why it wasn't nicha with the reason of lav shein by maisa. Shkoyach, everybody. Have a good Shabbos.